Welcome to the fourth episode of the Sophisticated Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel.
And I'm Jacob.
And today we will be talking about the NBA playoffs. We did a bubble preview a couple weeks ago, but now we're going to go into a little further depth about the first round and now the semifinals. So we're going to start off with the two remaining first round matchups, the first being the Nuggets and the Jazz. And this has been a very, very, very entertaining series. You've got two young superstars, Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray, who are both really, really playing well. It's a tight series right now, very back and forth. It has everything you want to see in playoff basketball. And yeah, it's just been fun to watch.
Yeah, it's 3-3 right now. The Jazz are trying to come back from down, and the Nuggets are trying to come back from down 3-1. And the obvious hero in this series for the Nuggets has been Jamal Murray. You know, coming into this, everyone, myself and probably everyone else, thought that Nikola Jokic was going to be the star of the Nuggets, right?
Yeah.
He's the borderline superstar on this team. Jamal Murray was kind of a complimentary piece to him. But, you know, he's completely taken over now.
Yeah, everyone was
at kind of an unsustainable rate. He went, like, I think 9 for 13 from 3 last night. That's just not... I mean, he's hot now. He could do it for another
game. I saw some stats, and, you know, there's, like, a big deal about the 50-40-90 club. Yeah. Where it's 50% from the field, 40 from 3, 90 from the free throw line. And both Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray are like 55-55, like 92 or something. Like, they're barely missing. Like, it's insane.
Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray are both having breakout series. You know, this is where stars are made.
Yeah.
You know, you do it in the regular season, it's like, okay, that's great and all, but can you do it in the playoffs?
Like,
they're both doing it.
Yeah. Like, you look at Kawhi a couple years ago in the 2014 finals. That was like his coming out party, and now he's a top three player in the league.
Yeah. So, you know, to me, I think the safer pick right now, at least, for game 7 would be the Jazz. Because in the game, like, so... It's 3-3. The Nuggets got blown out twice. And Jamal Murray was not good in those games, right?
Yeah, and this has
been
like
a little inconsistent.
Oh, I mean, and those blowouts are like they're losing by 40 points or they're down by like 39 in the second quarter and then all the starters just rest. Like, these are not close games.
So, you know, Donovan Mitchell, you know, maybe he's also been on fire, but his games where he hasn't been amazing, he's still been really good, you know? He's been a capable leading scorer, unlike Jamal Murray.
And the most important thing that Donovan Mitchell is really excelling at right now is that he's super efficient from the field. So even if he only plays 20 minutes a game, he's still averaging, like, he's still scoring 20 points or something. Like, I mean,
he's going to play a lot of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, also, another thing is, Jokic just hasn't been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been playing fine, but not what you want from your
like, three-time All-Star. Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody was hyping him up before the bubble because he lost, like, 40 pounds or something, but there's really been no difference. No one's talking about him anymore.
Yeah, it's because he's gone. He's there. He's good. It's not like he's a non-factor in the series. Like, he's still good.
Yeah.
But it's not – he needs to be better. Like, obviously, if Jamal Murray's going to drop 60, then fine. He can get away with it.
Yeah.
But if they win, let's say, like, going on, they're playing the Clippers if they win. Whoever wins the series plays the Clippers. He has to be better, you know?
And, you know, you can't, if they do win this series, you can't be relying on Jamal Murray to do this for two series because he's playing like 45 minutes a game. Like, this is a little harsh.
to me, like, going into the playoffs, I thought the Nuggets were going to be, like, a team, like, a team where, like, there's a bunch of guys contributing, you know? Like, no one's playing hero ball, right? Mm-hmm. But that just happened. I mean, guys on the team have been playing well, but there's been one guy who's just taking the ball and just doing it himself, you know?
Yeah.
At the moment.
And, I mean, it will be a really, really, really good Game 7 when it happens in a couple of nights. But
it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, it is tomorrow. But the other series that's still being decided
Hold on. Who's your pick?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with the Jazz.
I'm also going with the Jazz. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see the Nuggets win.
No, but I'm going with the Jazz.
Right now, I got to go with the Jazz. Yeah.
And we didn't even talk about Rudy Gobert and Joe Ingles and Mike Conley, who's been playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty deep.
There are two stars in this series, Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray, you know.
Yeah. But anyway, the Thunder and the Jazz are still – I mean, the Thunder and the Rockets are still playing. They're in a Game 6 tonight. What are your thoughts about that, Jacob?
Okay. So, I mean, I wouldn't be – surprised if the Thunder won, but I mean, so right now the Rockets are up 3-2. Westbrook is back. He had a bad game 5, and the Rockets still won. They still kind of blew them out. I think it was like a 20-point win.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go with the Rockets. You know, the games they've lost, they should have won.
Very, very close. Yeah,
they go cold from three for stretches. And that's when they lose.
So yeah.
If they're how they normally are, then they won't lose against the Thunder, you know?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. The Rockets should blow them out in this game. I think Dennis Schroeder sprained his ankle or something. He's been a big part of the Thunder team. But, like, in game one or two, they shot, like, 55 threes, and that's just not a smart game plan. Like, I know they're...
If you're going to make 20, you know, like...
Yeah, I guess, but that's still, like...
It is their plan. That's what they do, you know? They're going to shoot 50 threes a game.
But
whether
I think
it's smart or not is up to debate, but that's
what they do. I mean, and I think...
Small ball.
I know they're a small ball lineup, whatever. But,
here's what happens, you know.
What happens?
What happens is, it's happening right now in the Thunder series. And it might happen if they go on to beat the Lakers. So probably not with Anthony Davis. But when Jeff Green is your center.
Yes, it's an issue.
And he can shoot three because he's hitting his threes. If he can shoot, all of a sudden, Steven Adams isn't, like, good on the court anymore because he can't defend the perimeter, you know?
The issue is...
They're playing the big man out of the game, and now both teams have to go small, and the Rockets are the team that are good at it.
Yes, but the issue you have with a small ball team like the Rockets is it's really only going to work against teams like the Thunder, and I guess the Jazz because Rudy Gobert is a non-factor.
Yeah. If they win and they play the Lakers, they might have trouble against Anthony Davis because he's really fast, you know.
And he can guard at least the four positions. I mean,
he's a top three defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
So that could give them trouble, but at least right now, and against most teams left, you know, like.
The Nuggets,
if it works,
wouldn't work against. I mean, Jokic can play out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little slow, but it might still be okay.
I mean, the Thunder, I mean, to me, it's a successful season for them, even if they lose.
Oh, yeah.
But
this was supposed to be a rebuilding year.
There's only so much Lou Dort can do. A rookie against James Harden.
Yes.
He has been playing tough.
He's been good.
But there's only so much you can do, and now that Westbrook's back, as if Westbrook is hitting his mid-range, I really don't see a shot they win. I mean, it's Westbrook, so we could just be bricking them all day. But
yeah,
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rockets to win the game six, and if they don't, I'd still pick them to win the series.
Yeah, I don't think this game is going to be particularly close. I think the Rockets are much better compared to what the Thunder would be able to match up with them, especially if Dennis Schroeder's out. And, I mean, it's a great season for the Thunder. Credit to Chris Paul. They'll be a very good team next year, but they're a little too young, I guess.
Yeah, and if Dennis Schroeder's out, it might be. I think it'll be close, but if he's out, it could get ugly quickly. All right, well, moving on to the East.
Mm-hmm.
We got, so yesterday, the Celtics kind of blew out the Raptors, 20-point win, I think. And that was not what I was expecting.
Honestly, I'm not so confident in the Raptors in this series. I mean, if going back to just the bubble, they only lost one game prior to the playoffs. And that one game was against the Celtics, where they lost by 12, I think.
I mean, listen, like, it's one game. There's nothing they can't overcome.
Yes.
And I'm not, I wouldn't be worried if I was a big Raptors fan. I would be a little concerned, mainly because Pascal Siakam just needs to be better, you know.
He's inefficient, and the issue is the Celtics are a very efficient team, and they're a very balanced team. So if you want to go superstar for superstar like the Jazz and the Nuggets, that's not going to work in this series. So,
yeah, the Celtics have the star power. I mean, well, they do, because they have Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Kemba, you know. The thing is, like, during the regular season, looking at Tatum and Siakam and asking who was better was a tough question, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They were very comparable. And even, like, even in the bubble, too. But Tatum is just playing better as of late. You know, they swept the Sixers.
I know, and I think Tatum's just feels like a more developed player at this point. He's a more efficient three-point shooter, more efficient mid-range shooter. And, I mean, you know, if Siakam has a little height advantage on him and he can drive a little more efficiently, I mean,
potential, like, down the line, I think Siakam's going to be better just because he's been improving so much every year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as for right now, you have to take Jason Tatum. And but the Raptors, they can still win.
Oh, yeah.
But Siakam just has to play better because, you know, the Raptors weren't making shots last night, right? They were missing open threes, like, mm-hmm. just not playing well. And I don't think that's going to continue because they're a good team. You know?
And they have a really good coaching staff that will figure out what the issue is and address it.
The Celtics have Brad Stevens. So he's
I know, yeah.
But I don't think the Raptors are going to keep missing shots. What worries me is Siakam not making his shots because the role players not hitting threes, they were hitting them last series. Like, it will come, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Siakam was off against the Nets as well, and no one really cared because they swept them.
Their
team. But, you know, that to me is what worries me.
My worry with the Raptors is Kyle Lowry hurt his ankle in the fourth game of that first round net series, and yeah, he played, but you know, an ankle's if someone steps on it, you might be out for the series. So it's very tight.
He's playing, so I'm just going to assume he's healthy. You know, I'm going to assume, like, he wasn't good either. No one was really good.
No,
but yeah, I'm not worried about him.
The only reason I would worry about him is because he's the heart and soul of the Raptors team. I mean, when he's not playing, that might be an issue.
The problem that I can see the Celtics running into is if Marc Gasol, because he can shoot, kind of, you know, and so can Serge Ibaka can shoot, right?
Yeah,
he has a good mid-range. The Celtics don't have any bigs to guard the three, you know? They can't. That's their biggest problem. They don't have a big man, right? So,
but was that really an issue when they played Joel Embiid and Al Horford?
Joel Embiid can't, and Al Horford can't shoot. Their big man can guard the post.
They can shoot the three.
they can shoot it, they can't guard it, right? And they're not like good at shooting it. They can hit an open three, but like especially with Serge Ibaka, he can shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was at least in the first half, he was keeping the Raptors alive with his shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I mean. The Celtics won. I wouldn't be like worried, but like if there was one thing that I could see becoming an issue for them, it's that, because Tatum's gonna hit his shots, Jaylen Brown's gonna hit his shots, Kemba's gonna like score. You know, I mean Gordon Hayward's out.
But they've played without Gordon Hayward for long stretches before. They're kind of accustomed to it at this point.
They don't need him. He's good. Like, you would like to have him.
He was becoming a serious threat, but, I mean, another setback.
This is still, like, a fairly even series, you know.
And one game, it doesn't tell the tale of a series. I mean, if you're looking at the Jazz and the Nuggets series, and you would think, if you just watch that game 2 or game 3 when they won by like 30, one game can't decide a series.
No, Magic. The Magic beat the Bucks in game 1. And
which you called. You called that.
And, yeah, I did actually.
Speaking
of. And they also beat the Raptors last year in game 1, and the Raptors went on to win the championship.
Yeah, I mean, never know.
Game 1, and you know, last year, two, the Celtics beat the Bucks in game 1 and then went on to lose. They blew out the Bucks game 1 and then went on to lose the next four straight.
Or so, this year, the Trailblazers won game 1 against the Lakers and then lost four straight. I mean,
so it's not very meaningful, though.
No, because the Celtics are a much better team than these other ones.
My pick, I mean, we are gaming, so it's not exactly fair, but I'm going to go with the Celtics at this point, even though I'm rooting for the Raptors. I don't really like this.
I think we'll be close to in certain games, but I think the Celtics also have the upper hand, and I don't think this series is going to be over in like 6 games or something. I don't see.
I don't see the Raptors getting swept or anything.
No.
They keep it close, and they could win.
Oh yeah, I mean they're a good team. They're a balanced team. Van Vliet and Norman Powell are very good, very capable scorers. I mean, if they have a larger role, never know.
All right, so moving on to the last series. They play game 1 later tonight.
This is my favorite series.
The Bucks and the Heat. And just looking around online, you know, NBA, Twitter, Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Everyone is saying like Heat in 6.
You know? I think the Heat are going to win. We'll
get into this.
I've been saying this.
I very much disagree. I don't think it's like as close as people think even. But whatever. All right, let's talk. So the first question that I have for the Heat is, how do you stop Giannis?
Okay, can I answer?
Yeah, you can.
Bam Adebayo is a very, very, very good defender. And when they've played the Bucks, he's had a large role and he's been solid. Giannis is going to do his thing. Like, he's going to dunk, whatever. But
he can't stop you. Maybe he can slow him down.
You can slow him down, exactly.
Maybe, okay.
But if Bam Adebayo doesn't work, you can throw Andre Iguodala at him. You can throw
Andre Iguodala is like, what, 6'7", 6'8"?
Yes.
And like, what, 37
perimeter,
years old?
On the perimeter.
On the perimeter. Giannis doesn't play on the perimeter.
I mean, he starts on the perimeter. Okay.
Listen, Giannis will always be teams beat the Bucks and still Giannis is a problem. That's not the only thing. It's just everywhere I see, oh, they're gonna put Bam on Giannis and he's gonna have trouble. Like
he will have trouble. He'll have a couple bad games in the series, but I don't think Giannis is the real issue here. I don't think you can trust Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe right now. They're just not playing consistently or well.
Well, listen. Okay, yes. I'm listening. If Chris Middleton does what he did against the Magic and drops 2 points.
Yes, in game 2.
You're right,
Sure.
You're right. Then the Bucks aren't winning. But I don't see that happening. Listen, if they put Jimmy Butler on Middleton, he could have rough games. The problem is there's other shooters on this. Like, if Bam is on Giannis. Who's guarding Brook Lopez?
Like Myers Leonard. Exactly.
Myers Leonard is guarding Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez, who can shoot, who's okay. a 7-foot shooter, okay. and can post up and do. The Bucks will just blend. You can't put one person.
No,
on
but
I don't care if it's Anthony Davis guarding.
No, but the Bucks. Giannis guarding the Giannis. Bucks have changed Brook Lopez. He only plays on the perimeter at this point, because yeah, if exactly. he plays in the post, he'll mess up Giannis's game because he basically lives in the paint.
They can put him in the post when Giannis is out. You know.
Yes, but, fine. When he's out of the game, Giannis, when Giannis is on the bench, then why can't Bam guard Brook Lopez?
Listen. Okay, he can, but also Bam has to be on the bench at some point.
Right? Okay, but you can stagger the minutes so that you're in a favorable situation if you're Eric Spoelstra.
The Bucks could also stagger the minutes.
Okay, yes, that's entirely possible.
Let's pick up. So, okay. First of all, the Bucks. Yeah. Okay, Giannis. In the Magic series, this is where it's getting kind of ridiculous. Giannis was hitting his threes at a good rate.
Mm-hmm.
So if the teams, the Heat will dare him to shoot, right?
Okay.
If he shoots like he does, like he did against the Magic, that he don't stand a chance, because then he's literally unguardable, because you cannot guard him starting at the perimeter. He's way too fast. Mm-hmm. Way too long. It's not going to work.
Okay.
If he hits those threes, which he was,
this is
a 5-game series.
You still need to remember that Giannis is like a 33 or 34% 3-point shooter, and one series isn't a telltale sign.
That's a decent clip to shoot the ball at. Okay.
It's decent, but you're not going to be taking 10 threes a game if you're going 3 of 10 consistently or 4 of 10 consistently. Yes, you'll take that. But
listen, I mean, he'll start. I mean, okay. Here's what will happen. If he hits his first few, he'll probably get a little trigger happy, and then he could make it. If he misses two in a row, then yeah, I could see that happening, where he's just like, okay, I need to find something else. What happens is, when he drives, and he's going to kick the ball out, and people have to make their threes. I do agree with you that Chris Middleton, I don't trust him either, but I don't think he's going to be terrible in this series to the point where the Heat will win it, you know?
The issue that I have is that, so we're talking about matchups here. Giannis is unguardable. We've established that. He's going to average 30 or 35 points a game. There's not much you can do about that. Chris Middleton, Jimmy Butler can shut him down. Eric Bledsoe, Jimmy Butler is a very, very underrated player in the league.
He's not underrated. He's great on defense, but listen. Chris Middleton, people forget, just had a 50-40-90 season, and they forget about that because of one series against the Magic team that stood no chance.
It wasn't just the series. It's been the bubble in general. He hasn't been very good. He's been fine.
He's been good enough.
But then, let me continue. Eric Bledsoe, he only plays defense at this point. He hasn't found his offensive game yet.
I don't trust Bledsoe in the playoffs. You got me there.
Okay.
Goran Dragic hasn't been amazing either.
Okay. But you don't need Goran Dragic necessarily. You have Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, you have Tyler Harrow. These people are all high percentage 3-point shooters that can all create their own shot. They can all catch and shoot threes. I mean,
Kendrick Nunn isn't playing, I think. I think he only played 14 minutes against the Pacers, like in the whole series.
Oh, really?
So I'm not sure, like, if he's just out of the rotation or if he's, like, dealing with something. If Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Wesley Matthews, all these guys aren't hitting their shots around Giannis, then yeah, the Heat will win. But I really don't see that happening.
I mean, so yeah. I'm looking at the injury report now, and Eric Bledsoe is now day-to-day, so he might not play tonight. Now what happens?
Well, I mean, that might be a blessing in disguise based off his past playoff record.
Okay, but what if he, like I've said, he's been playing defense. What happens if you let Jimmy Butler do whatever he wants?
They wouldn't put they're going to put Chris Middleton on Jimmy Butler, but and you forget. Okay, you forget. First of all, Jimmy Butler can't shoot, right? And neither can Bam. Like Bam.
Jimmy Butler can shoot.
No, he can't. He shot like 20% this year.
Okay. Maybe it was a bad series, but
no, this year, like the whole
did not shoot 20% for the year.
Less than 30. I know that. So Bam does not take threes, right? So in the post against Giannis, you're not winning, right? Like Giannis just won Defensive Player of the Year for a reason, and rightfully so, I'm gonna add. And like Jimmy Butler is gonna have trouble driving against him and meeting Giannis in the paint. And Bam especially will have problems if Giannis is primarily guarding Bam. And those two are their main source of offense.
Okay, but why can't Tyler Harrow step up?
Oh, hell yes, he can. He first of all, he's a rookie, but he can step up.
And he's had a very good year this year.
I don't trust Tyler Harrow to be 9 of 15 every night from 3-point.
No,
I don't. So, but and if Jimmy and Bam aren't themselves because of Giannis, then that's what he's going to need to do. And the same with Duncan Robinson.
Look, but Giannis doesn't have an arm everywhere. If Bam is in the post and Jimmy Butler's in the post, now what are you talking about?
They're going to score, but one of them is going to be slow. I think Bam is going to be like really slowed down in the series. And you have to remember, like, you cannot expect Bam to guard Giannis and be like a main offensive contributor.
But he was never really a main offensive contributor.
He was like their second leading scorer.
He averaged what, like 16 and 10 and 5 and made the All-Star game. Yes, it's a good season.
I think he's their second leading scorer, and he's like he's an underrated passer too. He initiates offense.
Mm-hmm.
Like he matters to that offense. He's not just a defensive center.
No one's denying that. Yeah.
And making him average like 10 points a game, you know, is going to be a problem for the Heat.
But can he average 10 points a game and then bump his assist number up if he's a non-factor in the post?
In the post, how much is he, how much, like, then the Bucks can just guard wherever they want.
Well, not a non-factor. Like, he can drive, but he can't get a shot off against Giannis. Can he kick it out to Tyler Harrow or Duncan Robinson at the three?
But I mean, again, they're gonna have to make their contested shots because, again, the Bucks are still a really good defensive team outside of Giannis as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put Jimmy Butler on Chris Middleton, who is very capable offensively, like that's also asking a lot to do that and then go on and average 20 points as well.
I mean, fine, I mean. I think this is going to be a much closer series than everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's closer than I thought it would be, but like, the Bucks are definitely the favorites here, in my opinion.
Okay, yes, they're the favorite.
We have to do a lot.
And I don't know what you're talking about. Jimmy Butler is at like a 45% field goal shooter, which is not great, but it's
from
capable. Oh, from three? Yeah, sure, he doesn't shoot the three. But,
yeah, that's why.
But that's why they have other people to shoot the three for them.
Oh, but what I'm saying is, the Heat can dare Giannis to shoot, they can dare Jimmy to shoot as well.
I mean, but couldn't you just do like hack a Giannis? He's like a 65% free throw shooter.
I'm gonna hack a Giannis. they'll take it. That's not a very viable strategy.
I know.
I'm sure they have a game plan, but listen.
Okay.
Okay. For me, I'm making my final pick right now. I'm going to go Bucks in 6.
Okay, so I've been saying this in all of the other podcasts. The Heat can have the ability to beat the Bucks, and I think they will beat the Bucks. I think they're going to win tonight. Because the Bucks, maybe they're just not mentally prepared for this yet. Like they were against the Magic
tonight. I could see them winning tonight, and everyone freaks out and goes like Heat in 4.
Yes, but I predict that they're gonna win tonight, and they're gonna win tomorrow night, and they're gonna end up winning the series in 6 or 7 games.
All right. Well,
yeah. I mean,
I don't think so, but
I mean, you never know. You never know.
Well, thank you.
I don't if. one more thing. If the Bucks don't lose here, they're going to lose to the Celtics in the next round. I don't think they're going
to
make the
finals. We'll get to that. I don't think so. But and they might be playing the Raptors, too.
Okay, fine.
But
we'll
get to that when we get to that.
Yes. Yes. A little ahead of ourselves.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode. If you have any thoughts, be sure to leave us a comment.
Yeah. And our next episode looks like it's going to be an NFL preview, so stay tuned for that. And that
sometime next week.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.